Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust, one of the top tax experts on small business taxes in the. And she writes the book. She has literally written the book on the topic and does it every year. J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes series. 2013 is out now, isn't it, Barb?
2013 is out now, and 2014 is already well underway.
And the first one you and I ever did was 1998.
That's right.
Yeah, about
that's
that. Right. So we've been launching them ever since then. Barbara, one of the things that when we wonder why the economy is languishing, they need to do nothing. Look no further than local small businesses. Small business owners feel like the government is against them. With the language, the rhetoric that we're getting out of the Obama administration, anti-business rhetoric, the business policies that are coming out of Washington. We polled our audience a couple of weeks ago about what they were, whether they were hiring or not, and only about 12%, as I remember, were actually hiring. The rest either couldn't find good employees or weren't hiring, and 5% said that they weren't hiring because they were afraid of Obamacare.
Yeah. That's
lot of anxiety, isn't it?
Well,
among the people who create the jobs and sign the checks of over half of Americans.
Well, you're certainly right in that there's this pervasive feeling that the government doesn't have our best interests at heart. When I say our, I mean small business. And there's certainly a lot of evidence to show that. Talking about government anxiety in the uncertainty.
Well, that's right.
In that, we don't know. The rules seem to change in midstream. We don't know. We can't plan. We can't budget. We can't look ahead. It's unbelievable.
Barbara, there's one other thing. Even though, most small business owners, in our polling and in other polling I've seen, most small business owners do not want Obamacare at all in their lives. But along the specter of this Obamacare law has been hanging over our heads, but now we can't even get it over and get it behind us. They keep dragging it out. They push things off for the year.
Well, take the instance of the promise that small business was going to have lower cost choices through an exchange.
Right.
They do. They said, "Oh, well, we can't get the exchange running, so you have one choice in the federal exchange. That's
right.
It.
Mm-hmm.
No choice." And here it is. And it isn't going to be pretty. So, that's it. And
right.
So how do we, what do we do? Now they've postponed the employer mandate for so-called larger employers. But
over
it's not
50
very
employees.
Large.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50. But it's not even 50 bodies. If even part-timer hours count.
Right.
So who knows what you're supposed to do? How do you run a business?
Well, here's the anxiety and here's the it seems to me, Barbara, people who pay attention to what's going on with the tenor of the debate, the attitude of the political class in Washington, it's become obvious to most people that Obamacare was never about health reform. It was always only about control. And when they see things rolling out that are affecting them, costing them money, costing them time, making them feel uncertain about their future, it'd be different if they thought, well, okay, all this is, we're toughing this out because they're going to get better, but we don't feel that way. We don't think all this anxiety is going to contribute anything. It's actually hurting. The end result is going to be bad.
Well, it seems so, but I don't know. I'm unfortunately not as optimistic as I used to be in terms of seeing solution down the road. As you say, even just toughing it out isn't going to help, because I don't see our representatives, for this part, in Washington having our backs.
No, that's exactly right, including the Supreme Court over a year ago. With what Roberts did to contrive his ruling, he literally turned an apple into an orange in order to make his ruling.
It's just kind of unbelievable. Hey, when you think you can't hear something more ridiculous, then you see our tax dollars, and you know, we work so hard to pay those dollars.
Yep.
Used for the most insidious things, like getting kids in the Los Angeles school district, teaching them how to proselytize for Obamacare.
For Obamacare, right? Yeah, they're spending millions of dollars on this. But you know, Barbara, I was asking someone that I felt really had a good perspective on this, and I said, "How are we going to fix this?" And they said the only way to fix it, because of the nature of government and humans, the only way to fix this is to reduce the size of government.
Well, I agree.
We can't fix government at its current size. It's just too big to manage, too unwieldy, and too many humans are involved. The only way to fix it is to cut the size of government. Just take a hatchet or a scalpel or a chainsaw to it.
Well, that's true, but I think to do that, you need a new mindset.
That's right, and I don't know where that's going to come from. I don't think there are enough Jims and Barbaras in America anymore, Barbara, to pull that off. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk taxes after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Tintail, her website is barbarawelpman.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.